Since 1998, the Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
The porn star paid to keep quiet about her alleged relationship with President Trump more than 10 years ago is speaking out on 60 Minutes. Stormy Daniels told Anderson Cooper she felt pressured into signing a statement that the affair never happened.
I felt intimidated and honestly bullied, and I didn't know what to do, and so I signed it, even though I had repeatedly expressed that I wouldn't break the agreement, but I was not comfortable lying.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Because I have no reason to lie.
Investors are hopeful at the start of a new trading week. The Dow is up at one point today, up to 500 points. Wall Street analyst Eugene Peroni says it's all about China and billions of dollars in new U.S. tariffs.
Investors are sensing that there could be discussions with China regarding trade, that there is some hope that there will be some resolution is bringing in the buyers pretty significantly here today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
After what's been a particularly snow-heavy March, more severe weather is taking aim at parts of the U.S. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a slow-moving storm that's expected to generate powerful winds and hail in the southwest, followed by rain and possible flooding in the southeast. The storm is moving eastward. Heavy rain, wind, hail, and possible twisters are predicted for central Oklahoma and central Texas. The National Weather Service issued flood watches for eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas. 4 to 6 inches of rain are expected in some parts of the southeast. Meteorologists also say temperatures will rise 10 to 15 degrees above average in northeastern cities by Thursday. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck off eastern Indonesia early this morning, causing a brief tsunami warning. John Clemens reports.
That tsunami warning was lifted a short time later after the earthquake struck the Banda Sea area of Indonesia. I spoke to Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Indonesia was felt pretty widely over about 600 miles. It was felt as far away as in some parts of the Northern Territory of Australia.
No injuries were reported from this earthquake, but one in 2004 in the same region left more than 220,000 people dead. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today at Hot and Hunterdon. We have the executive director of New Jersey Shares, who is already on the phone and will be able to make his feed live in just a moment, but first I have to pay the bills, as you all know, so do a commercial, I'll get you the weather, and then we'll be back here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics. So what are we looking at weather-wise? Well, first of all, don't let the sun fool you because it is very cold out. There's a high of 46, which is still below the average temperature. We should be looking at a high of about 54. So I know you're all just happy I don't have snow in the forecast for you, and it's true, I don't.
We did have a little dusting yesterday morning. I don't know if anyone else saw that, was awake for that around 8 o'clock yesterday. But we're looking at another very cold evening, low of 26. So those little flowers are starting to come out of their dormant state, and now we have really cold weather here. So tomorrow it's looking a little bit better. It's a high of 47 with mostly sunny skies. We are looking at some rain Tuesday evening and also on Wednesday, but we have a high near 50. So we're still below the norm, but it does start to get a little bit better. Thursday we have fog, and then we have a high of about 59. And then on Thursday evening, we don't get quite as cold, a low of 46. And then Friday, we have some showers, but we are actually above the average temperature with a high of 57 expected on Good Friday. So that's our weather here for the week.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And today, as always, we start off with a quote about our topic. Our topic is about assistance energy and a nonprofit organization that's celebrating 15 years of existence here in New Jersey. And our quote of the day is from Sylvia Plath, and it states this: how we need that security, how we need another soul to cling to, another body to keep us warm, to rest and trust, to give your soul and confidence. I need this. I need someone to pour myself into. And we are certainly talking about warmth and the security that one needs in one's home during the winter months and how those costs can be very, very difficult. So I am now making Jim live here. So we're going to see how this works. Jim, are you on the phone with us?
I am. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being our guest today at Hot and Hunterdon. If you'd like to introduce yourself so our listeners can get used to your voice, and let everyone know where you're from and what you do.
I'm Jim Jacob, and I'm CEO of New Jersey Shares. I currently live in Mercer County. I've lived there for about 30 years. I've been with New Jersey Shares since 2003. It's an incredible organization that helps people statewide. Prior to my being at New Jersey Shares, I ran similar programs in New York and in Massachusetts. So I've been doing this for a very long time, and I thought your quote was wonderful, because we do need to help folks. We do need to commit ourselves to helping folks, and it was a wonderful quote to start the show with.
Thank you. And some people may not understand the difficulties that an average household has when it comes to increased expenses for their utility costs. Can you let us know about some of the need that you see people contacting your organization and how you're able to make an impact?
Absolutely. New Jersey Shares was created in 1998 because there was a recognition that many people who are moderate-income people in our state can have a very difficult time. Something simple like a car breaking down or an illness or a loss of hours can put someone who was paying their bills into a real crisis. No one wants to see them lose their service. And so New Jersey Shares was really created to be that safety net. We know that the people that have a sustainable income in New Jersey, because it's such a high-cost state, people need to have about 400% of the federal poverty level. So New Jersey Shares does assist people up to that level of income so that it can really be significant difference for folks who have no place else to turn. There are no federal or state programs that really address that particular component for folks. And in our work with the energy companies, both electric and gas around the state, We have been able to help more than 185,000 households since our creation. So we all wish that there was no need for energy assistance, but while there is a need, we want to be there to make a real difference for folks. In addition to the energy program, we do two water programs, one with Suez Water and one with New Jersey American Water to help people who are having difficulties paying their water bills. We also do the Verizon Communications Lifeline Program, which provides significant discounts for a landline telephone service and a discount on Fios broadband internet service as well. Because we recognize that it's not just electric and gas, it's not just water, it's not just telephone or internet. People need many solutions. And one of the things that we've always done is to partner with many community-based organizations around the state. So we have 214 partner agencies with 269 intake sites where people can go and get help from our program. They can also go online and apply directly if they have a computer. So the need is there all the time. And we see so many folks who have written to us and said, you know, my husband has a business, but because of the economy and then an illness, we weren't able to pay the bills. And for the first time in their lives, they were getting a turnoff notice from a utility. So they were able to come through one of our agencies, partner agencies, and they were able to get that assistance. And the thank you letters are so heartwarming when you know that you've made a difference for someone.
They certainly are, Jim. And I know that people in our listening area, certainly Hunterdon County residents with such a high level of income, when we look at all of the income across the country, Hunterdon is often one of the highest income per capita counties, not just in New Jersey, but across the country. And so people who aren't familiar with the system, they may in their utility bill see a donation, and it does get confusing. So if you could break down for us about New Jersey Shares and how the donations work, how you are able to directly donate to New Jersey Shares, and how maybe that is different than money that may go into BPU or to other directly to other energy providers, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. We are very fortunate that all of the energy companies work with us to make people both aware of the program. So if someone calls them and says they're having difficulty paying the bill, they forward them to us so they can call us and access our system. But the way it works is that most of the utilities, I'll use JCP&L for example, they have a bill check-off where people can donate to New Jersey Shares, and we receive that money. And the utilities also help us with contributions from their foundations to help us with our administrative costs. And the same is true. We have money for the Elizabeth Town Gas and for PSE&G. People are generous around our state. They recognize that people can have a hard time. And even in Hunterdon, there are people who need our help. And we're very fortunate that we have the resources to be able to do this. And again, this is not state funding. This is individual contributions. We are a nonprofit statewide organization, so people can donate to us. They can visit our website at newjerseyshares.org, or they can call us. We have a toll-free number, 866-657-4273. For those who have the resources to help, it is greatly appreciated, and utilities do, in fact, continue service and work out payment plans if the money that we can give them is inadequate to help. But we can give a grant of up to $1,400, and in many cases, that makes a significant difference in the lives of these families.
And as you mentioned
again,
earlier,
in our history, in 1998, we gave out our first 99 grants, and we've been doing it ever since. And the generosity of people in New Jersey is incredible. It really is a place where neighbors help neighbors. It really, really comes down to that, because there's no other mechanism for folks to be able to get this kind of assistance. And the same is true with the water programs or the telephone program. If you're having a crisis, a $20 discount makes a significant difference. If you're getting a discount on your water bill as well, it can make a real difference, and people can then afford to stay. And it keeps our communities connected. It keeps our families and friends here. You know, it really is a state where neighbors do take care of neighbors, as I said. And so for New Jersey Shares, that has always been the way that people get involved, and people can volunteer at New Jersey Shares if they want to come and help us to do some of the office functions. As you know, nonprofits are always stretched in resources, and we'd rather use that money that we raise for helping people with grants to pay their bills So we have a very small staff, and we keep everyone pretty busy to do that. But people can certainly be involved. They can partner with us in many ways. And we're just very grateful that many people have done that. And we get ideas for our new programs. We do an impact evaluation every year. We feel like it's really important for us to know who we're serving and how we're making a difference. And so I can tell you that we serve the highly vulnerable populations. 49% of the folks that we've helped have a child younger than 18. 82% have employment income. 25% have Social Security and pensions. In many cases, they have both. More than 49% of the folks are over 50 years old that we help. And it's really, it's a pleasure to be able to do this, but it only works because our neighbors are there to support us.
Well, we're going to do a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about all of the collaboration that happens when people are of that mindset, like they are at New Jersey Shares and our local Hunterdon collaboration here for anyone who might need some assistance. And just to remind you again what Jim shared with us, that 80% of the people that they are able to assist have income from employment. So we're going to do the commercials and then we'll be back. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back here in the studio, and my guest, usually, Jim, when I have no one in the studio with me, I post really sad pictures of empty chairs. So today, at least, I can post a picture of the phone as I have you on the phone, and I'm so happy to have you. And I wanted to pick up on some of the characteristics you were portraying for us about the customer. And from some of the information that I've gathered and from being familiar with your organization, I wanted to point out also that someone who receives a grant from New Jersey Shares, typically they have not received assistance from your organization in the last 10 years. Is that still true today?
That is absolutely true. what we have found by, doing the impact evaluation is that more than 92% of the folks that we help have only come to us once or twice, and typically it would be the fall of one year and the spring of the next year. and then they're back on their feet, their family is stable again, and they're able to do that. So unlike many other programs, most people only come to us once in their lifetime for help, and then they're able to get back on their feet. And we think that that's because moderate-income folks are struggling to get back, and they get a new job, or they get some additional hours, or they take a second job, and they do what they need to do for their family. And we try to be in many places around the state so that people can find us, and we do about 300 community events every year, because it's so important for people to know that there's help, and that's why I'm so appreciative of you chatting with us today, that it really does make a difference. And these are folks, if you look at their history, the year after they've gotten assistance from us, they've caught up on their bills if they had an agreement to pay the remainder to the utility companies. And as I said, all of the energy companies have been working with us since our inception, and it's really a fabulous partnership because they recognize that if someone has gone and asked for help, and asking for help is a difficult thing, we all recognize that. They work with them on an arrangement to keep that service on, and that's what we want. We want people not to have to use candles to light a home. We don't want them to use unsafe heating devices. We don't want any of those tragedies associated with that. Sometimes people have to make poor choices. We don't want people to have to choose whether to eat or buy their medicine. So that's why we're here, and that's why we do the things we do, and we're very grateful when people let us know that it has made a difference in their lives, and we're fortunate that many people do that. We get great feedback from our community as well.
And I would suspect, Jim, that a lot of your individuals that receive that one-time help have gone on to be some type of contributor to your organization.
That is absolutely absolutely correct, and those are some of the letters that we get, and they say thank you for helping us when we were in a struggle, and please pass it on to help another family to be successful again. And that's so important for folks. And again, it takes me back to the way I view New Jersey. It's really neighbors helping each other, and when they're back on their feet, they frequently become donors. And many of them have stayed with us for many years after they received assistance, as helping us in the best way they can.
And this is a really great time here in Hunterdon County to be talking about both your collaborative mindset and your local partner agencies and partnerships that you have throughout the state, and also because recently many people in Hunterdon County, myself included, had no power because of one of the snowstorms. I think it was snowstorm 3 out of 4, and many, many people here in Hunterdon had no power for 8 hours. And of course, when you don't have power, electricity in a rural area, it means you're on a well, and so your ability to use something just as simple as going to the bathroom or to get water is hindered by your lack of electricity. So it definitely becomes, you know, not more than an inconvenience. It's something that really can impact your health and your ability to take care of your family without electricity in this rural area.
And that is absolutely the case. I mean, and myself, I've had some temporary outages recently, and it brings an awareness of what must that be like if you're doing that every day for a month because you don't have the money to get it back on. I mean, when you lose it because of storms and trees coming down, that's a terrible situation, but at least the utilities are working to get it turned back on for you as soon as possible. When you don't have the resources to do that, what a terrible feeling that must be for you and your family to not have that. I know many of the folks that we've helped have shared with us stories about how they tried to cope with it. And in this time of the year, in the cold weather, you can't really do without utility service. It's a danger. And so we try very hard to get the message out that people can do that. And we work with partners all over the state. And it's so important for us to share the information. We share other program information where they may benefit and help reduce their energy burden. It's part of what we believe is our mission, to help them not only keep the service on or get it back turned back on, but you know, to direct them to the weatherization or Comfort Partners programs or any of those other programs that may actually help reduce their cost in the future.
And that is most...
of the need.
And that is really important. And here in Hunterdon County, one of your partner agencies is the Hunterdon Helpline of Hunterdon County. And so you can get a New Jersey Shares application by calling them or certainly just by contacting the number that Jim provided earlier. And we'll put this on our social media page as well. But when you have to deliver service, Jim was talking about the cost-effective way that they try to do that, to put more dollars in direct services and less dollars in administrative fees. But you do have partners all over the state.
And that has really made the program as successful as possible, because someone can go into a community-based organization, and it could be for any number of different reasons. And in the conversation there, one of the intake people will ask some really important questions, and that will wind up getting them some energy assistance or maybe water bill assistance, as well as whatever they actually went in for. Partner agencies really make the difference in the program, because that is a case where they have information and they know how to chat with folks to elicit that information. It is so difficult to come in and ask for help. So when people do that, that's why we see the partners really as a holistic solution, because we can touch many different situations, whether it might be a food bank or another organization that can act like a channel to several different truth organizations or faith-based organizations or community-based organizations. The network, the better it is for helping folks.
And sometimes if people aren't familiar with the human service navigation system, they don't realize that there isn't really a gateway anymore. So when there is an organization with so many collaborations to refer to a food pantry and to also work with the other utility companies to make sure that all of the available resources are being applied for and maximized to ease the burden from that family a little bit more is really critical, and it's not a given. People make assumptions that aren't familiar with the human service fields because they think it would automatically be screened for everything. But if a community-based organization only provides certain services, they may provide another referral, they may give out other information, but it is not where one organization is doing all the utility and energy assistance like New Jersey Shares, where you're working with the telephone company and other utilities, the water company, which in some areas the water bills are extremely high, and they may not come every month. It may be a quarterly bill that you didn't think to budget for. So it definitely makes an impact. And another client or customer characteristic we should mention, Jim, is that all of your recipients have made a good faith payment in, is it 60 days? 90 days?
Well, actually, within 90 days of their application, they've made at least a $100 payment. So they have shown good faith in trying to pay the bill, even though they may not have been able to pay all of it. It's really important that people do that. And when they have an opportunity and they're going to make a partial payment, they should call the utility company and tell them that they're making a partial payment. And that will help them also get a referral to our program to help them cover the rest of the bill. But you're absolutely right. These are folks who, as I said from the data, they're typically employed or they're receiving a pension or Social Security or both, and, in fact, have made good faith payments and shown that they want to pay the bill. They just simply don't have the resource right now to do it.
And it is such a burden on families when there has been a little hiccup in life, you know, an emergency, a change in job or a loss of job or a reduction of hours. When you're just barely making it and something like that occurs, an emergency car repair, it really can shift your budget to something you can no longer afford, and there's nowhere to cut, and then you can possibly lose a utility, and that really does certainly impact life, daily life. And as Jim mentioned, it also creates some very serious health concerns, especially with carbon monoxide poisoning, people running a generator or just other ancillary heat methods that can create some health hazards, fire hazards. We certainly try to make people aware of that. It's very important. Jim, I'm going to have to do the news. I hope you could stay with us.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back at Hot and Hunterdon after we get the news going. So please stay with us to learn a little bit more about New Jersey Shares, a 501c3 nonprofit, where you're able to donate to help your neighbors who are having a temporary setback and can't afford to pay their utility bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new Trump administration action is aimed squarely at Russia. 60 diplomats have been ordered out. The State Department says the expulsions are in response to an outrageous violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention and a violation of international law. In addition to the expulsions, the U.S. is requiring Russia to close its consulate in Seattle by April 2nd. This is in response to Russia's alleged poisoning of an ex-spy in Britain, British Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson.
I actually think that is the very best response that we can have, because their intention, their aim is to divide. And what we are seeing is the world uniting behind the British stance.
14 European nations and Canada have taken similar actions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
The porn star paid to keep quiet about her alleged relationship with President Trump more than 10 years ago is speaking out on 60 Minutes. Stormy Daniels told Anderson Cooper she felt pressured into signing a statement that the affair never happened.
I felt intimidated and honestly bullied. And I didn't know what to do, and so I signed it, even though I had repeatedly expressed that I wouldn't break the agreement, but I was not comfortable lying.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Because I have no reason to lie.
Investors are hopeful at the start of a new trading week. The Dow is up at one point today, up to 500 points. Wall Street analyst Eugene Peroni says it's all about China and billions of dollars in new U.S. tariffs.
Investors are sensing that there could be discussions with China regarding trade, that there is some hope that there will be some resolution is bringing in the buyers pretty significantly here today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
After what's been a particularly snow-heavy March, more severe weather is taking aim at parts of the U.S. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a slow-moving storm that's expected to generate powerful winds and hail in the southwest, followed by rain and possible flooding in the southeast. The storm is moving eastward. Heavy rain, wind, hail, and possible twisters are predicted for central Oklahoma and central Texas. The National Weather Service issued flood watches for eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas. 4 to 6 inches of rain are expected in some parts of the southeast. Meteorologists also say temperatures will rise 10 to 15 degrees above average in northeastern cities by Thursday. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck off eastern Indonesia early this morning, causing a brief tsunami warning. John Clemens reports.
That tsunami warning was lifted a short time later after the earthquake struck the Banda Sea area of Indonesia. I spoke to Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Indonesia was felt pretty widely over about 600 miles. It was felt as far away as in some parts of the Northern Territory of Australia.
No injuries were reported from this earthquake, but one in 2004 in the same region left more than 220,000 people dead. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And now we're all caught up in the news, and again I'm joined by Jim Jacobs, the executive director from New Jersey Shares. And I just wanted to correct one piece of information. I mentioned your 15th anniversary, but I think it was your 15th anniversary of a particular event. New Jersey Shares has been helping neighbors for 20 years. Is that right, Jim?
That is correct, Georgine.
Great. I just wanted to... Okay, fantastic. But you have had an event for 15 years. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that particular event.
Well, the most recent event that we had was we actually built a house out of ice in Newark at the Prudential Center. We were working with the Prudential Center and the Devils. They hosted us there. And the event was set up, and we had many sponsors from around the state. But it was set up to raise awareness that none of our people that we know in the state, none of our neighbors, none of our friends should have to live in an ice-cold house. And so people were invited to sit in this ice house and really get a sense for what a really cold house, cold home was. And we did this on February 1st and 2nd. So we had some cold weather when they were constructing it, which was fairly amazing, on the 31st. I certainly was grateful when I could just get out of the wind, never mind into a warm building. So it's one of the things that we've done to really raise awareness, to let people know how important it is to help folks not have to live in that kind of a situation. It is, it's incredible what some folks have had to do. And so the Ice House was a really great event. And if people would like to see it, they can see it, on our, website at newjerseyshares.org. There's a link that takes you to the video of the ice house and being constructed, and I believe also there's a video on YouTube as well where they can see what it is to build this ice house. But more wonderfully, all the people who came from around the state to really help us to raise awareness. We had Mary Alice Williams was our MC. NJTV, and it was just wonderful people from all of the utility companies and many of our other partners. The Salvation Army was there, and they did a wonderful thing. They had one of their canteen trucks there to help people with hot cocoa or tea or coffee on this really cold days in Newark. And so, again, that partnership thing really worked, and it was our intention to make people aware. And one of the things that would be wonderful as an outcome of that, and certainly the opportunity to be on your show, is that if any of the community-based organizations or faith-based organizations in Hunterdon would like to be a partner with us, they could simply email us at info@njshares.org, and we will reach out to them. The training could become an intake site. It's only about a half hour or 40 minutes, and then we'd be able to work with them, and they'd be able to help more of their neighbors, and certainly that's what we want to do. When I first came on in 2003, 15 years ago, we had about 50 sites, and I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had 300? So we have 269, but I still think it would be wonderful if we have 300, because transportation in our state is a difficult thing. It's difficult for people who don't have cars. It's also difficult for people who have disabilities or who are seniors getting around. And so the more agencies and partners we have, the more we can help people, and that's our goal.
And you do a lot of community events and opportunities to raise awareness. I know that on your website you had a film about energy.
Right.
I'm trying to think of what the American Winter. I couldn't, for the life of me, think of what the name of that was. But I know that does date me a few years. But you, I know that you were able to use that as an opportunity to educate people about really the population that you shared with us and how difficult it is for people. Just for those basic needs, I think that there is just an assumption that the most basic needs are being met, and it's not the case for working families and for families that are not working.
Right. That's right. There's very limited resources for folks, and those who are in this income range, this moderate income range, there really are no social programs out there that can help. I mean, there are some programs for lower income folks that help, and they do a wonderful job. But for moderate income folks who are having this difficulty, there really isn't another resource. And on our website, there's some other videos of some recipients who tell their story of what it was like for them. And one population that I think is important for us to remember is people who are caregivers. Many people are taking care of other folks in their family, and sometimes they are identified with the utility company so that they send them information. But in many cases, caregivers are helping pay the bills of a family member or loved one, and that the loved one may qualify for this program, and it may be that it would be helpful to both the caregiving family and to the family being helped if they applied for New Jersey Shares. Because, you know, that would mean potentially up to $1,400 that they wouldn't have to take out of their family resources because they're protecting a loved one who can't take care of themselves. And so caregivers are another population that we certainly want to reach out to.
Excellent. And I do have to take a commercial break, so we'll get to that. And then when we come back for our last 15-minute segment, I did warn Jim, radio time certainly does go quickly. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways individuals can donate to New Jersey Shares and some of the programs that they have. So I certainly hope you'll stay with us, and we'll get these commercials out of the way and get our bills paid here at Hot and Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
That same road that brought you here sure as hell take you home. The life you left behind will have you back. You're tired of paying dues. shoes and worn out shoes and Broadway blues, and any fool will tell you the damn old deck is stacked. What if you're just a vessel and God gave you something special?
And we're back here at Hot 100 and enjoying immensely our hour with Jim Jacobs and learning a little bit more about the details of New Jersey Shares that's been helping neighbors for 20 years in the community, and certainly in Hunterdon County, partnering with at least one organization that I'm familiar with, Hunterdon Helpline. And I know my fellow Hunterdon County residents are also familiar with Hunterdon Helpline right now because of all the wonderful county emergency management messages we received during our utility assistance shutdown. So I know Hunterdon Helpline is on people's minds. So they're one of the many partnering organizations. Jim's trying to get to 300, and I hope when he gets to 300, Jim, that you'll come back on our show and we can have a show about that.
Absolutely, Georgine, absolutely. That'd be a wonderful thing to be celebrating.
So I want to let people know, and I have had questions from callers in the past, they want to know about tax deductions. So your organization, people can learn a little bit more about it on GuideStar. You do have a gold rating from GuideStar, which means that they've done and verified certain information on the tax charitable registration. And it means also that you can do a tax deduction. And I believe you're a 501c3 organization. Is that correct?
That is correct. So all donations to New Jersey Shares are tax deductible.
Great. And you just finished up your great event in Newark for the Ice House. We're going to refer to it as the Ice House, and we're glad that we did not have to experience the cold of that. But we love the idea to identify with people that are receiving services from New Jersey Shares and the importance of that. And you have some other things going on. You have an incentive program through Amazon Smile?
That is correct. If people order or using their Smile account, we get a contribution. It doesn't add anything to the cost of the products that they're buying, but that is certainly another way to help New Jersey Shares while you're taking care of your own family needs and ordering materials or people can also donate online. We have a secure donation portal where they can donate, or online they can, if they'd rather write a check, they could send out a mail-in donation form and send that to us. We'd be happy to do that. Yeah. We have a couple of comments that people were kind enough to share with us about New Jersey Shares and supporting us. So if you don't mind, I'd like to read just a couple of those. They're on the donation page at our website. But
please.
This person writes to us, if you have something you're supposed to share, New Jersey Shares does so much for our neighbors in need. Being a school nurse for more than 20 years, I saw children whose families needed the support of New Jersey Shares. I'm happy to do my part in helping families afford the basic necessities. So they're wonderfully generous person said, I give to New Jersey Shares and will do so as long as I live because I know it helps my neighbors right here in New Jersey. And others have told us that they've had financial stresses in their life and they recognize that we're helping their neighbors in need. So it is very rewarding to do that. And as you said, since we're a statewide nonprofit organization, people can donate to us. In some cases, some of the utilities may even match that contribution.
And a good hint for people, if they work for a corporation and they have a donation match program, just by inquiring with your human resource department, you can take whatever your contribution is and double it without any, too much paperwork at all. So that's a good thing to remind people of. And in addition to that, we would like to know, Jim, if you live in Hunterdon County, for example, and you wanted to make sure it went to a Hunterdon County neighbor, can you designate on your check where, that you'd like it to go towards a Hunterdon County resident?
You absolutely can. If someone says that I want the shoes in Hunterdon County, we will guarantee that that will be given to a household in Hunterdon County. If someone picks one of the utilities that they wanted it to go to, we can do that as well. If they don't designate it, we can use it for anything statewide. But we'd be more than happy to designate contributions for that. And we frequently get people who do that, who say, I'd like it for Huntington County, or I'd like it for Mercer County, or I'd like it for Essex County. It is something where people really do want to help people in their own immediate neighborhoods, and we can certainly do that and happily confirm that for them.
Excellent. And I think that is the crux of being able to take a donation and make sure that it's invested wisely, is when you have those kind of choices where your donation goes and who it goes to. And a lot of people really want to help their neighbors and don't know how to do that, or they know or see other people struggling and they have a little bit more to give, but there's no way to do that directly. So doing it through an organization is a great way to do that. And Jim, do you have a sense of your administrative cost for the organization New Jersey Shares?
Oh, yes. I mean, the administrative costs that we have typically about 8.5% of the total programmatic information that we have, and some of that is covered by specific programs, like the Verizon program pays for itself. Verizon funds us fully to do that, and the water programs do as well. So we're very inexpensive in relative terms. I don't have the dollar number in front of me, but you said it's about 8.5%, which is fairly low for any nonprofit organization.
It's very low. The Attorney General guidelines suggest that a nonprofit have an average administrative cost of about 15%, but we typically see much higher costs of administrative numbers than half of what the Attorney General recommends. So that is certainly very, very encouraging. And I wanted to mention a couple of other ways people can donate to New Jersey Shares without really doing too much. You have the iGive.com. I believe that's still active. I know it was on your website, so I just wanted to check with you and see.
It is. It is still a wonderful way to give. People have used different methods over the years, and that is certainly one of the options. And we're very grateful when folks do that. And there's even I believe that BibSearch, which some people use as their search engine, will make a donation if you designate New Jersey Shares as your charity. So there's a couple of different ways without actually writing a check or putting something on a credit card where you can help us. And as you said, we have Amazon. So there's lots of ways to help, and we appreciate all of them.
And we do try to have our listeners think about the ways in their everyday life, in addition to writing a check and in addition to sending a monthly donation to New Jersey Shares, just changing your Google search engine can really make a difference for people. Or when you're shopping on Amazon Smile, just designating that program to a nonprofit like New Jersey Shares, it really does add up. If everyone did that, certainly, Good Search and iGive.com and Amazon Smile, just those three things that you're already searching on a website search provider anyway, so why not make it Good Search? If you do online shopping, why don't you check out those two different things so that you can help another organization that's truly invested in helping others here in New Jersey, in the community. A lot of people really appreciate that your organization is only in New Jersey and it's not a national charity where they may not know who's impacted.
Well, we're definitely connected to communities, and we work very closely with all of our partner agencies. We meet with them frequently so that we have a really good sense of what's going on in their communities. And the 21 counties of New Jersey have many things that are similar, and then there's some things that are very different. And so we try to accommodate that programmatically and with information that we can get to the community. So, and we really appreciate opportunities like this, Georgine, to be able to speak to your listeners about the programs and how they can get help. We'll provide information about getting help to someone or where they can help us. So it is just a wonderful opportunity for us to share as you said, you know, we are neighbors helping each other, and that's really the mission of New Jersey Shares.
It surely is. And Jim, it was really, truly my pleasure to talk to you here today. We are down to about 2 minutes left, and I did want to mention that you have an upcoming event at the Abilities Expo, May 4th to the 6th at Raritan Center at Edison. So if people are going to be in that area, they may want to check out your website and learn a little bit more about that, because before you become a donor, you may want to meet some of the individuals that make sure that we are able to assist our neighbors with their utility costs. So, Jim, thank you so much for spending your entire hour with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. We certainly appreciate it.
I am very, very grateful, Georgine. Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners for their time and attention. I certainly appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you. And that was Jim Jacobs, the executive director from New Jersey Shares, joining us live, but on the phone here at Hot and Hunterdon. We're wrapping up another great week. I hope everyone starts to feel the warmth of the sun, think about how difficult it can be for others to pay their utility costs. And if you want to make a donation, take a look at the New Jersey Shares website. We'll make sure that we also post that information on our social media page. So thanks so much for staying with us on this hour.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Trump administration has expelled 60 Russian diplomats and ordered Russia's consulate in Seattle to close to punish Moscow for its alleged role in poisoning an ex-spy and his daughter in London. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Reports are senior White House officials claim all those 60 Russians expelled are actually spies working in the United States under diplomatic cover. They'll have 7 days to leave the U.S. As for the closing of that Russian consulate in Seattle, they say that's a counterintelligence concern because of its proximity to a U.S. naval base. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Canada and 14 European nations, including Poland, Germany, and Lithuania, have all taken similar actions, expelling Russian diplomats as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot announcing the event of the year for conservatives, the Western Conservative Conference at the Phoenix Convention Center in Phoenix, Arizona. It's coming up fast on March 23rd and 24th. It'll be the premier gathering of conservatives and celebrity conservative speakers in the good old USA. Hundreds of attendees are expected to this star-studded event, and I'll be there speaking and leading panel discussions about the critical issues facing America. Conservatives like you will get the tools, training, education, and motivation to help you lead the battle and successfully impact the direction of America. Join me, Wayne Alaroot, and my friends like former presidential candidate Herman Cain, U.S. Senate candidate Sheriff Joe Arpaio, TV and movie star Jack Scalia, James O'Keefe, Trevor Loudon, and many more conservative celebrities and conservative congressmen. Register now at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org. March 23rd and 24th at the Phoenix Convention Center. From the opening speakers to the gala reception, this is a must-attend for every conservative. Go to westernconservative.org now. That's westernconservative.org.
Porn star Stormy Daniels is talking to 60 Minutes. She says she was told to stay silent in 2011.
A guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
You took it as a direct threat?
Absolutely. I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Two lawyers thought to be joining President Trump's legal team in the Robert Mueller investigation will not be representing the president as far as